Attention maggots, this is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It's Monday, September 21st. We just finished watching Raw, and it's time for us to gather together for the Monday night tradition, the most interactive post-Raw experience available, the Raw post-show here on MegaPowersRadio.com, where we invite you, the listener, to affect how we have the conversation throughout the entire night with your questions, comments, whatever else you got to say. And I'll tell you about how you can participate in just a moment, but first, I'm going to tell you guys about ways you can support the Raw Post Show here on Mega Powers Radio. The number one way to do that is by heading to patreon.com and locating Mega Powers Radio on there. And for as little as $1, you can support all the fine programming we're bringing you here at Mega Powers Radio, like the Raw Post Show, the All Talk Show. We even had a live edition of a post-pay-per-view show for Smack Talk last night, if you were lucky enough to participate in that. That was a very fun show. Possibly have more of those in the future if you guys dig it enough and make it worth our time. Perhaps giving generously to the Patreon would be a good way to do that. If you can't put a little extra coin into that, though, you can support us by joining us live every single Monday here on MegaPowersRadio.com, or by subscribing to us on all the many ways that you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, YouTube, and links to all those can easily be found by SmarkOutMoment.com. And while you're out of those places, please give us a rating, a review, and invite all your friends to check them out as well. And if you want to join in on tonight's programming, number of ways to get involved. The number one way is to dial in with your phones. Area code 760-512-7247 is the one to dial. Get yourself in line. Have your voice heard live here on the most interactive post-draw experience available. If you are too nervous to do that, though, you can join us via the chat room. Shoutouts to all the folks hanging out in there early. Kaylin Ferris, Silent Wind of Doom, and Wazili. Also via Twitter, at Raw Post Show, the Facebook group, The Mega Maniacs. Tons of ways to get involved throughout this night, and we'll be pulling comments and questions from you guys all throughout the evening. And introducing who we're going to be having starting out the show before we get those things in. My name is Mike Payton, Station Director here at Mega Powers Radio. With me tonight, Mr. Anthony Mango, President of SmartCountMoment.com.
Hello, hello, hello. What's up, everybody?
Cricket free tonight.
Damn right, I killed that fucker and its little friend.
Oh, no, you should have left the friend alive so he can go and tell the others.
Yeah, just to prove a point. Be like, you see what happened here? You see what fucking happened? Chirp, motherfucker.
And also with me is the main man of, well, what the hell projects does he have that's active right now? Mr. Steven Wago.
I took a shit today. That was pretty active.
Did you guys hear about that movie Constipated?
No, is that a real thing?
It hasn't come out yet. Well, that was an odd joke, and this was an odd edition of Raw tonight. Very, very odd, and that seems to be the overall comments about it. In fact, that was one of the first things we had here in our chat room. Silent Wind of Doom saying, what a weird, weird, weird Raw. It was the night after Night of Champions, so it's always a gamble what they're going to have for these post-pay-per-view shows. Sometimes they start an interesting new path, sometimes they just get kind of lazy. It's like, oh, well, we delivered lots of action last night, why bother tonight? This was somewhere in the middle. I can't say I had a bad time with the show at all. I thought there was a lot of fun segments, but I want to hear what you guys got to say. Do you have one thing in particular that sticks out to you from this show, Tony?
Yeah, I gotta say, I loved how WWE followed up with the storyline with Chris Jericho.
Who?
Exactly. God damn it, WWE.
It's okay. He'll be at that MSG show that they actually kind of did promote tonight.
That's true. They put more focus on that than they did Hell in a Cell.
I was shocked because they you know, had like small commercials that would play for Beast in the East, but no one really talked about it. You know, Kofi Kingston certainly didn't come out and do a promo for their match. Probably because he was...
What was he going to say? Yeah. I had the event I am going to get my ass kicked really, really badly.
Please, Mr. Paulman, don't let Brock Lesnar kill me.
Mr. Paulman?
Yeah, that's what he would call him. Oh, wait, what's one more thing you took away tonight?
Paige didn't make my ears bleed.
No.
It's weird, right?
I don't know what came into her.
It was like, hey, you know what'd be awesome? If I wasn't a steaming pile of shit tonight. Hats off to you, Paige.
Indeed. So we got a lot of things to run down tonight. We want to hear what all you out there took away from tonight's show, though. Drop it in the chat room. Tweet it to us at Raw Post Show, and we'll drop those on the air as we're going along. In the meantime, we're going to start off talking about what started the show at the beginning. Oddly, was not an authority promo. I feel like this is the first time in quite some time. I really should have started a counter. I'll go back and look and get back to you guys on that. But we started out with the Wyatt family coming out. Bray Wyatt still coming out with the horns. He comes out with Luke Harper and Braun Strowman. Eventually, this beckons Roman Reigns out, says, hey, why don't you send the big boys to the back, and you and me will just settle this like men, which lasts for, all of 2 minutes. And eventually, Luke Harper and Braun Strowman get themselves involved. Dean Ambrose comes out for the save, and, oh, who's this that's also coming out? Could it be the Viper Randy Orton?
Hey, you know what would have been great? If someone dropped him and then someone else picked him up in the Fantasy League.
Yeah, but you know what would be extra great? That if in his stead, they got Daniel Bryan.
God damn it, Drew.
Oh, I almost feel bad for Drew. Drew, let's talk. Maybe we can come up with some kind of trade. Maybe. We'll talk. Well, this was, I guess we're going to have another 6-man tag, this time with Randy Orton. It's almost like, why even bothered having that match with Jericho? Especially when you weren't even going to have Jericho on the show tonight. Let's just combine both of those topics into one, since this is the only other place that we could talk about it. Tony, I know you're the one who's most upset. Why couldn't they have just had Jericho come out here?
Fuck if I know.
Like, yeah, he's kind of pissed off, but, you know, he could have begrudgingly came out and, like, you know, been like, fuck you guys, I helped you because I hate them, not because I like you.
Yeah, or he could have, like, cut a promo about, yo, I was off last night, but I'm still here to help you guys, and then maybe turned heel later on, or maybe he could have turned heel fully tonight, or done anything. But instead, they were just kind of like, let's knock Randy Orton out for a week. And have a little bit of a replacement. And who's our go-to replacement guy? Well, when we got rid of Austin, we got Jericho. So let's get, you know, if he can be a rattlesnake, he could be a viper, right? And I don't understand the mentality behind this. If they're going to follow up with Jericho, then including Randy Orton means that we have 3-on-3 and one outsider. And I can't imagine that they're going to add two more people into this and do another Team Bad, Team PCB, Team Bella thing.
Oh, my fucking God.
So I'm kind of expecting this to just be, like, at most, maybe Jericho comes back for, like, SmackDown or next week's Raw, and they have a random-ass match between him and, like, Roman Reigns or Dean Ambrose at that Madison Square Garden show. And it's like, well, okay, did you need to waste a whole Night of Champions build up for that?
Yep.
Apparently.
So that would have Doom saying exactly why take Orton out if we were just going to end up here. I believe Orton did a movie, so it still made sense to write him out. But
wasn't he only gone for like a week or two, though?
I thought he just wanted a vacation.
It was like 3 weeks. He was out for a little bit there. But
he's going to go to the papers.
Wake, are you excited for this rematch with one different opponent?
I'm not disinterested. At least I'm like not in favor of this move. It just seems kind of awkward. But I enjoy the Shield guys when they're ever in a 6-man tag. They make it work, whoever the third guy is. So I'm fine with this. If I'm glad that they made Stroganoff look strong tonight. It took all three of them to actually make a dent in him. So I'm liking what he's doing, except that awkward reverse choke slam.
Where he like face planted them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of looks shitty.
I thought that was cool. He like picked them up and slammed their face into the mat.
He needs to make it look a little more crisp.
It'll get better with time. Also, like, who was it on? Was it Roman?
Yeah, it was on Roman.
Oh, maybe he just didn't know what the fuck he was doing. Roman's not exactly the best seller in the company. Especially of t-shirts.
I was trying to formulate some kind of a TNA reverse joke, and I'm sad that I can't think of it. Other than fuck TNA.
I think you tried to go too far.
Yeah.
Plus, it's the Raw Post Show. We don't need to be bringing up TNA. That's like bad language.
Yeah, let's bring up Lucha Underground instead.
Yeah, did you not get that memo? There's like this huge 5-sheet packet, and it's pretty much just said banned terms TNA over and over and over again.
See, I thought that it just said all work and no play makes TNA a really shitty promotion.
What?
It's a Shining reference.
I think there's a lot more reasons that TNA is a shitty promotion than that.
Anyway, fuck TNA. Let's continue.
That was a shitty reference.
I agree with that.
Seth Rollins charges into the authorities' office to be greeted by Corporate Kane, who is just jolly and happy to be back to work. He informs him that Stephanie and Triple H have not arrived yet, and also that he has made him a rematch for the United States title with John Cena later on that evening. Interesting. And a little disappointing to see Kane back as Corporate Kane, but as this played on a little bit later, it gets a little more interesting. We have a matchup with the... I'm guessing their official new name is the Astral Alliance. That's what they refer to them a lot more tonight. That's the team of Stardust and the Ascension against Neville and the Lucha Dragons. They had something dumb they were calling them. I don't think it was a serious name for them. I didn't write down what it was.
The Lucha Warriors, I think?
Sure.
They did actually refer to the Cosmic Wasteland thing, though, as the motto that they go by. So it does seem like they officially went, yeah, fuck that name. Let's keep it, but use it for something else and go with Astral Alliance.
Makes sense. I could dig it.
Yeah, they're both kind of meh.
Lucha Dragons and Neville get the victory here. I didn't record what it was. Whatever. Any comments about this match, fellas?
I don't remember anything that happened in here, so...
I do have a question regarding this, because at this point I was watching on my phone at work, so there was an awkward spot where I think it was Sin Cara just jumped off the top rope, and did he just miss and fall on the ground?
Who did?
So it looked like it was Sin Cara botched and just fell off the top rope.
Oh, he slipped on the ropes. They actually, like... totally called him out in commentary about it too. Like, Michael Cole was like, "So JBL, tell us about how slippery those ropes could be." And he's like, "Yeah, you know, sometimes people have matches before and their sweat will be all over them." And I'm just thinking in my head, "Wait, isn't this the first match of the night?"
Yeah, they could have had a pre-show.
Well, but, not according to Tony Funding the Superstars results.
Yeah, apparently nobody has like the results of what happened at Superstars tonight.
And like, nobody
did it
cares.
Not happen? Like, you know, there's an arena full of people, and everybody's just kind of like closing their eyes and going la 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 la. Like, whatever. Who cares? At most, what is it? Primetime Players beat somebody or something like that.
Wow, I sound so disgusted. It's like can't even fucking read, asshole.
If Tony had like one of those long pieces of hair in front of him, he would like blow that. It would like whistle with it.
Either that or one of those emo haircuts with the bangs. Mm-hmm. Just whew, let's do that over and over again.
Ruby Tony Hound.
Nobody's going to find that funny but us.
Seth Rollins finds Triple H and Stephanie entering the building. They try to calm him down, saying, "Listen, don't worry about Kane. We'll take care of him. You worry about John Cena." Sends Seth Rollins off. They would repeat this one later. I'm not even going to bother re-mentioning that. Triple H just basically asserting himself over Seth Rollins, saying, "Listen, we'll take care of Kane. You worry about your match."
Seth. Well, you worry about blank. Let me worry about blank.
Ryback comes down to the ring, and I had no idea who his opponent was going to be. Freaking Bo Dallas. And immediately I was just like, oh, God, this poor guy. Kevin Owens comes out to a little bit of a surprise. He joins him on commentary, and he was just on fire tonight. Comments left and right that I just enjoyed, like when Ryback looks over at him, he's just like, oh, hi, Ryback. You see my new belt? It's cool. Ryback wins with the shell shot. Kevin Owens goes to attack after the match, but Ryback gains control. Kevin Owens slips away with his belt and runs away to fight another day. So safe to assume that they are continuing this feud for a little bit. Whether this, I think they said the rematch is going to happen at the MSG show. Did they mention that?
I think they did, but I don't remember 100% for sure.
Well, there you go. I'm pretty sure that it is. If not, then Hell in a Cell. So Ryback will at least get that before being relegated to mid-card hell.
In a cell.
Tony, your thoughts of everyone's performance here?
I was a little bit surprised that they didn't milk the Bo Dallas inspirational stuff with the secret book a little bit more. Mm. Seems like that would have been the easy route. But Bo Dallas is an okay whipping boy for somebody like a Ryback to just beat the shit out of. Owens, fantastic on the commentary. I loved not only the Ryback, you see my title thing, but when Byron Saxton is trying to talk to him, and he just goes, oh, I'm sorry, Byron, I'm trying my best to ignore you.
Yeah. He actually had like a legitimately good question for him too that I was like, oh, what's Kevin Owens gonna say? Oh, he just burned Byron.
And then they cut to him and he's got this shit-eating grin on his face. Owens is the man. I've been loving everything that he's been doing since December, and I'm not surprised that he was one of my favorite parts of the night. Ryback looked pretty good. He needs to look good until he loses that inevitable rematch. Mm. And then we can move on to an even better Intercontinental title reign.
Wago, anything to add?
All I've got to say is Kevin Owens is the goddamn man. Everything that he does, it's awesome. As long as they keep this feud heavily Kevin Owens-based and give Ryback a minimum promo time, it should be okay. Because, unfortunately, Ryback's stock has dropped.
We have Charlotte coming out to celebrate her new Divas title victory. Actually, Ric Flair comes out first. Just totally pandering to the crowd, like, worshipping him. I'm just watching him this whole time as he's, like, sucking in the people bowing to him and saying, thank you, Flair. And it's like, dude, this is your daughter's moment. Stop it, you old fuck. But he does eventually turn around to say that all the championships, all of it was nothing compared to the proudest moment of what his wrestling career actually is, which was last night when Charlotte won the Divas title. Charlotte and the rest of PCB comes out. Charlotte starts off thanking her daddy. Eventually they start crying. She turns to thank Becky and Paige as well, but Paige, almost like for no damn reason, takes the mic and just gets super upset, starts telling off everybody, just completely rips apart every single person. She rips apart Charlotte, she rips apart Becky, she rips apart the Bellas team. She even like starts making fun of poor Natty. She's like, are you even actually in this company anymore? She just total bitch turn. And then she throws down the mic and storms off. So it's happened, the Paige turn. Team Bella comes out, says that Charlotte is gonna end up facing Brie Bella next. We'll come back to that match in a little bit, but I want to talk about the Paige turn here. We were half expecting this for a while. What are we thinking about this now? Are we happy for her?
I laughed. I was sitting with John and Emily when I was watching this, and I went, I bet Paige is going to turn. Oh, yeah, she turned.
That segment was just going way too lovey-dovey to not have had some kind of like cataclysmic ending.
Mm-hmm. And it would have been underwhelming if the Bellas would have just come out and been like, hey, fuck you, let's have another match. You know what pissed me off about it? She had to say this was her house at the end of it, didn't she?
She was walking out, yeah.
It's like, she almost got through it. You went this whole time, and you fucked it up at the end there. God damn it.
Yeah, but now she's a heel, so it's good when she pisses you off when she says it.
No, I still don't like it. I'd rather her piss me off in another way. And I'm like,
she's not meant to piss you off. She's not meant to piss you off in a way that pleases you. She's a heel.
Well, I mean, you could do, like, bad wrestling and it'll piss you off if you're a heel, that kind of a thing. But I think the person who looks worse here out of everybody is Becky Lynch. Poor girl gets literally like the worst kind of insult that you can get in this business of just like, you're irrelevant.
Well, she also just referred to Alicia Fox as their third wheel.
Yeah, but you know, that's like, yeah, she is the third wheel. She's not a Bella. But that's not as bad as being like, well, you don't even fucking matter. Like, and it's true. Like, Becky Lynch has been overlooked out of everybody. Paige turns. She's going to be the one that feuds with Charlotte. Charlotte's the new champion. And Becky's just kind of going to be there to be the whipping person of Paige while we're building up to this Charlotte match. So that sucks. Like, she's better than that.
And she'll get her time. There's just so much other things going on. And we had multiple Divas matches tonight with multiple stories going on. We still seem to have Team Bad going together. Natalya's back in the fold. I think Becky Lynch will have no problem finding her way in time. We actually did have a match with Charlotte and Brie Bella, and I gotta say, decent damn match. Both of these women putting in their A game. There was a story here being told of Brie Bella working on Charlotte's leg, trying to prevent her from doing the figure eight. However, Charlotte was able to overcome, get the comeback, put on the figure eight for the submission victory. Damn good match, I gotta say, from two people you might not have expected it from in this. Certainly Charlotte, but probably not Brie. Any thoughts about the match, fellas?
It was a decent match. Both girls went out there and made some steps in the right direction. I'm feeling a lot more positive about this quote-unquote revolution. As far as one thing that I'm starting to really dislike, it's the figure eight. I think it just kind of looks dumb. It doesn't look like it adds any more pressure to the move at all. I'd rather that she just uses a figure four.
Plus, like, it kind of forces their shoulders down and they don't count the pin, which I don't understand.
Yeah, that's another awkward thing, and she needs to stop using the spear. Spear is terrible.
No, the worst part about the spear isn't even the spear itself. It's that after thing she does, where she's like, ugh, she's a total man.
It's not because she's just, it's not that she's a bad wrestler at all. It's just she's making some shitty moves as far as, like, shitty choices as far as her moveset goes. Because what she can do well is pretty goddamn crisp.
I kind of miss the bow down to the queen.
I don't even remember that.
She calls it natural selection. She still doesn't do it as often, though.
Yeah. That's a good, like, secondary finisher for her to use.
Mm-hmm.
And I do agree, she's got to stop doing that spear. And it's not even just that, like, her spear's, you know, bad or, like, what she does afterwards annoying or whatever like that. But do we need another person that does a spear? Roman Reigns, Big Show, anytime Batista would come back. I mean, we already went through Edge. We already went through.
I remember Caitlyn used to use it. Yeah, it was fucking awful when she did it.
So many people have done the spear. And then when you factor in the people that just do normal tackles, when they're like, you know, like Lana tackles Summer Rae and that kind of stuff, I'm a little bit past the spear. And I think that it should just be Roman's thing right now. Or maybe Big Show's too, because it's interesting when he does it. But she is not the type of person that strikes me as a spear person. And if she's going to be wrestling, you know, the focal point from going forward or whatever, I definitely would like to see her boost up her repertoire a little bit.
Hmm. All right, so we're a little past 11:30 now. We're going to open up the phone lines. Anyone out there, if you want to dial in, get your voice heard on the Raw Post Show here on Mega Powers Radio, dial in area code 760-512-7247. You can also join us by clicking the Skype icon at the top of the page if you prefer to do that. Or if you'd rather just chat with text, this chat room is down there. We got Kaylin Ferris, Silent One to Doom, Wazili, Wrestling, I don't know how to spell that, dude. You gotta get a better name. And you can also join us via Twitter at Raw Post Show or Facebook group The Mega Maniacs. Continuing the conversation here about what went down on Raw, we had Sheamus, Money in the Bank winner Sheamus, going up against Mark Henry. Man, it's never a good night when you have to go up against Mark Henry. Just think about that, man. Like, even, like, any move, he just puts a headlock on you. You got to have all his nasty sweat drenching all over you and stuff. I felt bad for Sheamus. Yeah? No?
Anyway. I felt bad for myself having to watch this match. It was not a good outing from either guy. Mark Henry, unless he's a heel, does not need to be in the company. I'd rather he just retire.
No, doesn't need to be in the company at all.
Ha ha, you watched this.
Yeah, I did.
Sheamus eventually took down Mark Henry with two bro kicks. One wasn't enough. He had to do two, mostly because the first one was kind of botched. It was not a great match. Not a great way to keep your Money in the Bank winner looking too strong. Tony, I'm guessing you have nothing to say.
During this segment, I was looking for something to eat, and I got these things, these little Skippy peanut butter bites. Mm. They're fucking delicious.
Sound good.
I highly recommend them instead of watching a Sheamus match.
Well, there you go, folks. Hopefully we'll get some money for them for that.
Woo.
Woo. We have Paige walking around backstage. Except they, when they first come back to this shot, I'm like, hello. Paige just standing there with her fucking her rack just like completely sticking out in the shot. It was like whoever framed this shot was not paying attention, or they were doing this on purpose because they could not miss it. Anyway, I'm being a pig. Natty approaches and starts giving this motherly talk to Paige about how she's not going to have any friends, whatever. And we find out that Natty has a match later on tonight against Naomi. And we might as well just skip into that. Natty versus Naomi, another match. I certainly was not expecting to have a good match between these two tonight. And sure enough, we did. These ladies went out there and also told a pretty cool story. Team Bad causes a distraction for Naomi to hit the rear view. And the big message we get here is that being in a group helps, which I'm sure is going to come into play for Paige because she just separated herself from the group. Good storytelling, WWE. You're finally turning around with this little diva story. You're making things that are actually interesting. Amazing. Fellas, what do you got to add?
I think we're going to get a union of Natalya and Paige along the road, and I find that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking Natalya is going to be the new person in PCB.
So would that be NC? Would it be NBC?
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, seriously, if calling out Paige's rack makes somebody a pig, then oink, oink, motherfucker, she looked great. Natty was downgrade, though. She didn't look as good as she was when she was leaving. It was
a weird outfit. Matter of fact, someone in the chat, see, Silent of Doom, saying, I miss Natty's old outfit. I described it to my friend as a weird, evil Alice in Wonderland thing. And she said, the Queen of Hearts. And that's when he went, oh, that makes sense. Queen of Hearts.
Huh. I didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah.
All I thought was, like, that, like, little bit of time where I thought that Natty was, like, something special. Not happening anymore.
Well, I'm happy to see her back. Wait, are you happy to see her back?
Yes, definitely. I think she's one of the most talented women they have in the company.
It was really kind of a shame that she wasn't too involved with this whole Divas Revolution so far. I think we were just saying that last night on the Night of Champions post-show we were doing. And then she surprises us tonight showing up.
One thing to say about her is that she's very underrated on the microphone. She's been around that company for a long damn time, and she's probably more comfortable than anyone they have on the roster.
She's had to jawjack with her father all these years.
Like, I've never seen her on television and gone, you seem out of place or you seem awkward, except for the farting gimmick. But then when you watch Paige cut a promo, or you watch Charlotte cut a promo, there's always that... It's hard to explain, but they seem on edge, almost.
See, I would argue that Natty's not comfortable on the mic. She always strikes me as somebody who remembers the lines that she needs to get to, and she doesn't want to act like too much of a bitch if she needs to be forceful. So, like, even tonight when Paige said, like, where the fuck have you been? Instead of saying, like, dealing with my goddamn husband with a broken neck, or she was like, well... I have been gone, but I'm back. And it's like, she's so, she's such a nice woman that I don't think she has it in her to really seem like she's got that fire behind her. At most, she kind of is like the one that you trust.
I said she's comfortable. I said she's comfortable on the mic. I didn't say she's dropping pipe bombs.
That's true.
We got a tweet coming in from Dane Quinn. Telling us, I told at Tony Mango that Kevin Owens was the man at Raw Post Show.
So they don't get this, but Kevin Steen is so much better.
I get
it. He'll get it. He's laughing right now. Inside joke.
Well, he's got a picture of Christian laughing here. Christian looking oddly like Bo Dallas in this picture that he posted.
You mean fucking hideous, and we should put a blue dot over him?
I'm gonna go ahead and retweet this so that if you're following the Raw Post Show. On Twitter, you'll see this odd picture of Christian. He looks just like Bo Dallas. It's kind of creepy.
Tweeted at Bo Dallas and at Christian.
I'll try to remember to do that later.
Twins.
We had a six-man tag tonight, the Dudley Boys and Dolph Ziggler going against Rusev and Kofi Kingston and Big E of the New Day. New Day's out there first doing their shtick. And when I said last night they were not on their game, tonight they absolutely were. Xavier Woods especially. First off, thank God he got rid of that red shit out of his hair. But the facial expressions he was doing while he was holding out this, this like crime scene investigation bag filled with a shard of a table. I was watching with my friend who is not a normal wrestling fan, and he's watching him holding that, and he's like, dude, the way he's looking, he looks like he pulled that shit out of his ass. And then sure enough, like 3 seconds later, he's like, they had to surgically remove this from my buttocks. I'm like, whoa, I did not actually expect that to go there. New Day on point there, as they have been. So good. Good to see they're back in the game. This was a fun six-man tag. Xavier Woods on the outside was continuing doing his taunts. My favorite part throughout this, when he was talking about the Bulgarian tricep meat.
I didn't even hear that part.
Oh, yeah, when Rusev gets in the match. First off, he's playing Rusev's theme on the trumpet. Or that the trombone, fantastic. Rather. And then he's like, yeah, take that Bulgarian tricep meat. That red, white, and green tricep meat. Dolph eventually gets distracted by Xavier Woods on the apron, super kicks him off, but then gets met by a super kick himself by Rusev for the pinfall victory here. Rusev celebrates the win. Whatever. Typical six-man tag at Raw where you combine a couple storylines. It was not offensive. Everyone went out there and performed. I have nothing to complain about here. Fellas, anything to add?
I'm pretty much on the same opinion as you. I actually really enjoyed this match as just a fun, high-paced match. It just did the job.
Am I going in a microwave right now?
I don't know what the fuck that was.
Oh, my cat's trying to like get it on the top of the microphone. I'm having a moment here.
Weird cat.
Yeah.
I gotta agree with you guys though. This was a fun match. I thought that the segment in general was, you know, entertaining, and that was partially because of the New Day shit that they did. I loved the Rusev theme on the trombone. That was a nice little touch. When he started playing it, I was just like, this sounds really fucking familiar, but I can't quite place it. And it took me a couple seconds before I was just like, is he probably playing Rusev's theme? That's fantastic, because it's just so like, so it's tough to kind of like, I don't know what the musical phrase would be for like enunciate it to really get that point across or something like that. But I like that. I liked, even though it's kind of like childish humor that, you know, oh, they had to remove this from my ass kind of a thing. It still, you know, got a little bit of a chuckle out of me. I miss the Rufio hair. I'll admit it. Ugh. You could have kept that for a little bit. But these people are all cool. I, you know, enjoy them. The only downside I have to say to this is Rusev and Ziggler is still continuing. Mm-hmm. I was really hoping that there would be some kind of like different direction they would go here. Maybe it would include Jericho. I don't fucking know. That would have been a way to kill two birds with one stone. But as soon as they had that section coming out and it, you know, it was going to be the two teams facing the opposite, Ziggler and Rusev against each other, I was just like, oh, man, either this is going to be the end of this and they just needed one more match for filler, or something's going to happen here that's going to indicate that it's not over. And of course, Rusev's sitting there going, Lana's mine, or whatever. And it's like, damn it, this is fucking hell in a cell, isn't it?
Weird, right? Like, mm-hmm. He's got his like new girlfriend out there and he's just showing, Lana's mine.
New girlfriend.
All right, well, we're getting close to end of topics here, actually. We're zooming through this show here. It's looking like it's going to be a short edition of the Raw Post Show. Still time, though, if you want to get your voice heard on the most interactive post-Raw experience available. Dial in with your phone, 760-512-7247. Drop your comments in the chat room. Tweet to us at Raw Post Show and in the Facebook group, The Mega Maniacs. Continuing the conversation here, we had a singles matchup between Big Show and Cesaro. Remember last week on Raw, Big Show just randomly knocking out Cesaro while walking down the apron, or walking down the ramp, rather. They had a match on SmackDown where Big Show won, and usually when they do this, when they have the rematch on Raw, I usually expect it to go the other way. Well, not tonight. Big Show won with the WMD. Not a bad match for Cesaro, though. He got to do one of his feats of strength when he does a suplex of Big Show over the ropes. So, cool for him. I think the most notable thing in this, actually, though, is Big Show taking the mic after the match and calling out Brock Lesnar. preparing for their match that they're going to be having at the Madison Square Garden event on October 3rd. Again, I was saying before, really interesting how much focus they were putting on promoting the show. And good, you know, make these things seem like there's something important and special. Fellas, what do you got to say?
I expected Big Show to win just because he was facing Brock Lesnar, and I think they're smart too. Cesaro isn't exactly a main eventer right now, but he's got some credibility, so I think they need to do a few more wins like this, and Big Show will look pretty damn strong going into the match.
Can't disagree. I think if I was in the creative meeting for this kind of episode, probably would have booked the exact same thing. It makes sense for him to beat him. Cesaro is not a priority right now. And you got to build Big Show up a little bit for Brock Lesnar. So
he's got to look like a beast right now.
Man, hell, maybe even next week, go further with it. Have him just destroy somebody.
I think one of my favorite comments Big Show had is he called Brock Lesnar a vanilla gorilla who just sits at home. That's a point. Big Show's the one who's there.
It's true.
So our main event tonight was a rematch from last night, John Cena versus Seth Rollins for the United States Championship. These two guys have excellent chemistry. We've been seeing a lot of these guys facing each other. I can't even count how many Raw main events these guys have had against each other, and I'm by no means sick of it yet. This was a fantastic matchup. John Cena ends up getting the victory with the AA. Kane comes out after the match, though, via a hole in the ring, doing this shtick again, and drag Seth Rollins down into the hole. It's freaking Zack Ryder all over again. Or Diesel, when they did it with The Undertaker. I actually like this spot. I'm always happy to see it, so cool. They had fire shoot out through the hole and up through the ropes. I actually liked that they used the screen as Kane pulled Seth Rollins down. The little screen they had on the apron had the fire on it. So it actually really worked, showing like Seth Rollins is being pulled into hell. And how appropriate, he's going into hell to prepare for a hell in a cell. Fellas, thoughts?
Okay, then. I thought this was a solid match. I actually enjoyed what they did tonight more than what they did Night of Champions. I was actually quite underwhelmed at Night of Champions, though. It might have been more so the show than the match itself. I wish Seth would have looked somewhat stronger. I guess he did two matches and he was competitive tonight. It's just Cena's just beat him so matter-of-fact twice in a row now. So it would make sense that John Cena's the number one contender for the WWE title, right?
Right.
But that ain't gonna happen.
Right.
Fucking WWE.
Right.
As far as the Kane spot at the end, part of me loved it, part of me is just like, ah, fuck's sake. But it is what it is. They're bringing Kane back with the demonic gimmick, and I've been loving his sarcastically happy version and then shifting over to this. So it's a new thing for Kane to do. Sure, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, match was all right. No real complaints. I'd rather see something like this at, like, you know, a decent match that moves the story forward afterward than to have had Seth Rollins and, I don't even know, insert random heel against John Cena and insert random babyface in a tag match. So, step up. Not fantastic. I'm not going to remember it by next week. But for tonight, it was all right.
Man, these two guys go out there, bust their asses after the performance they gave last night. Nah, it was all right.
Hey, I'll never say that I could do it better, that's for sure.
Well, someone who wasn't able to go out there and perform tonight was Sting. Wazili asking in the chat room, so is Sting done? Lots of stories coming out that Sting's not doing very well after that match he had last night. Possible neck and or back injuries. We're going to hold off a full conversation of this until the hot tags we're doing on Smack Talk, especially because I think we might hear more news about this over the next 24 hours. But
hopefully,
thoughts out to Sting, because that's shitty. And this guy has just had the worst of luck since coming into the WWE. And this would be an awful, awful way for his career to go down. Any quick thoughts you guys just want to throw out there for that?
Echo 100%.
Just a little fucking compassion, Wago.
Show compassion, Wago. Looks like it's not computing right here.
All right. Well, that actually hits us to the end of the show here, we have no other matches or segments to talk about. So if anybody feels like they have to call, perhaps if they want to invade themselves into some part of the show, they can do that by dialing 760-512-7247. That is, if they want to do that before the show is over. So do that. In the meantime, we're going to wrap things up here with some of the other things we do, because the show is not over yet. In fact, some of the most fun things are still to come. The first thing I have to give you guys is my favorite commercial for this evening, and there was one they played a number of times, and I loved it every time I saw it, and it was for Sonic, the drive-in fast food restaurant. They're having a free ice cream day coming up on September 23rd. I'm going to do my best to get there. I love ice cream, and I love their commercials with the two guys in the car, because the one guy is just always so enthusiastic, and he was more than he's ever been in this commercial for free ice cream day. He had a parade. He's got a hat on. He's holding his ice cream. He's looking. He's singing. Da 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 da. Oh, I was just so happy. I loved it. And I love ice cream. I can't wait.
All right. So lay down there, JR.
Sonic ice cream day.
Commercial's great. Should have been lit better, but fuck.
I thought the lighting was pretty damn good. Right, so Who Said It? One of our first of two games that we play here, where I give you guys a quote, and you have to tell me who said it. And I actually have three editions of Who Said It tonight. So, you guys, hopefully one of you can get two of the three. So, here's one. This one should be easy. This was a bizarre night. Who said it?
JBL.
It was JBL, the very closing line of the show. Seth Rollins gets pulled down to hell. We go a little bit of a shot pulling away from the ring, and JBL closes it out with, "This was one bizarre night," as the bug comes up and we fade to black. All right, here's one. You know, I always liked Bo Dallas. Who said it?
JBL. Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wago going 2 for 3 so far. All right.
What do I would be so pissed if this other one's JBL.
All right, here we go. Who said it? So, no one knew that Kofra Kane was showing up tonight?
JBL?
It was JBL, actually.
I was so convinced that what you were going to pick for this was I caught a snake once.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I literally had that down in my notes. I have a couple notes, and one of them is I caught a snake once. Strowman. In case you would have brought that up, that I would have remembered who it was.
Let's see. Silent One the Doom in the chat room here saying, "My most obvious who said it ever from last night. I don't need you to make a propaganda now." I don't remember. I don't even remember him ever saying.
Yeah,
that.
I don't remember that either.
What?
Apparently, Silent One the Doom does. Good thing I didn't make that a who said it.
Well, somehow. Who said it stumped all three of us?
Yeah, good job. All right, fellas. So it's time for our next game, Tap Out, where I give you guys a topic and you have to go back and forth naming examples of that topic until one of you is no longer able to or gets wrong, one wrong, and has to tap out. So I'm going to do things a little different tonight. You know, we don't always just stick to wrestling combo here. Sometimes we bend the rules a little bit and go into other territories. So if I just always do wrestling, I might run out of topics on this. So I'm going to try to pull out some other things once in a while. And this week, in celebration of one of my favorite television shows coming back on the air, we are going to do Tap Out South Park Characters. So name South Park Characters. Oh, shit,
this is going to be hard.
All right, Wago, since you won the first game there, you can go first for this.
Mr. Garrison.
Stan.
Jimbo.
Kyle.
Cartman.
Kenny.
Tweak.
Butters.
Underpants Gnomes.
Token.
Pip.
Wendy.
Mr. Slave.
Bebe.
Craig.
Clyde.
Damn it.
I'll give it to him if you want to continue.
What did he say?
Mr. Hanky.
Mr. Hanky, okay.
Dougie.
Mr. Twig.
Sharon.
Mr. Hat.
Shelly.
Randy.
Grandpa.
Eric's grandma. She was in an episode.
Sheila.
Wago's lost this twice now. Yeah. That was a fun round, though. We went on there for quite a bit. So, Wago, you lost that one there. So, you're going to be reading tonight's credits. Chat room, please submit us what you would like to hear Wago read the credits as tonight. So, any ideas you got out there, put it in the chat room. We'll pull that out potentially. It's ultimately Tony's choice. But if you give us good ones, we usually go with what you guys have in there. In the meantime, we got one final bit of business to take care of here. That's the good, the bad, and the ugly, where we talk about the best part of the show, the worst part of the show, and the most must-avoid part of the show was... Here it comes. Yes, it is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's get it started off. If you have your own good, bad, and ugly, feel free to drop them in the chat room or via Twitter. Mr. Wago, why don't you give the first one?
Sorry, my fucking whole connection went out. Am I here?
You are.
Okay, good, bad, and ugly. So for my good, I'm giving it to the six-man tag. For the bad, I'm giving it to Sheamus versus Mark Henry. As for the ugly, there wasn't anything that I would have been ashamed of and needed to turn my TV off tonight, so I don't have an ugly.
Tony, for you?
I'm going to have to say my good, oddly enough, goes to this one random thing that happened during tonight, and that was with a good old optimistic employee, Kane.
Yes.
Stephanie says, I need you to give it back.
And he goes and gives her the fucking high five, and then he also gives her like a thumbs up with a cheesy ass smile. You know what the weird thing is, Tony? That's my good, too. So, like, that's why I'm like super excited for that. That exact moment of Kane being so cheesy and giving her the high five.
That was fantastic. I love that. My bad is going to go to, I guess I could kind of say Sheamus versus Mark Henry since I didn't watch it. But if that doesn't count, then the fact that Ziggler and Rusev are continuing to feud. And the ugly truth is that Paige is right. Charlotte's just going to be a placeholder. And I don't think that this is really going to be the revolution that we are expecting.
Oh, we just got philosophical here in the good, bad, and ugly.
Ooh.
I don't know if some people are going to be able to handle that one. My good, bad, and ugly. Good is the whole thing with Kane giving him give Stephanie the high five. That was just hilarious. The bad, I am definitely giving to that Sheamus and Mark Henry match. It's total snore fest. And I had no ugly. I thought this was a very good episode of Raw. Not like, you know, 5 out of 5 stars, but an easy 3.5 or 4. We have one in the chat room I'll read here. Silent Wind of Doom saying the good, Jekyll and Hyde, Kane, the bad, Natty's new outfit, and ugly. If we were going to get Orton in this storyline, then what makes the B-Town and Jericho what? Completely pointless. Yeah. You want to look at it that way, I guess? It's all about the journey. Remember that. And this is the journey we went on. So we come to the last bit here where we must be saying goodnight to y'all. But first, we got to tell y'all about all the other cool things going on in our world. And that's going to be Wago's job. But Tony, how is he going to be doing it tonight?
Looks like people are trying to pitch some South Park characters. They could be fun. One other suggestion that I've seen was to do it in the tune of Shawn Michaels' theme, Sexy Boy. I think that's a little simple, though. So
yeah, that's our fucking outro, though. We can't do that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of that South Park thing that could...
Mr. Mackey's being offered a couple times.
Oh, a couple times?
Mm-hmm.
All right, if people want that, then go with Mr. Mackey.
All right. Drugs are bad, okay? You shouldn't do drugs, because drugs are bad. But if you do drugs, I got a few things that you can listen to, okay? SmokeOutMoment.com, you know, Smack Talk, okay? Smack Talk's good, except for Drew. Drew's bad, okay? Also, check out StephenWago.com, okay? StephenWago.com, it's good. Spelled with a PH, okay? If you do StephenWago.com, it's gonna be good, okay? Also, you should check out Megapowers Radio for the post-roll show every week and donate to the Patreon, okay? if you donate to the Patreon, we're not going to do drugs, because drugs are bad. Okay. Wait, we have money, we will do drugs. Send us drugs. Okay.
Mookie stings.
All right, well, you heard it there, folks. Send us drugs at themegapowersradio.com's Patreon. Well, this has been an odd edition of the Raw Post Show, just as it was an odd edition of Raw, but we all had fun. We hope you'll join us every single week here live on megapowersradio.com for the most interactive post-Raw experience available, the Raw Post Show. Until then, for Steven Wago, for Tony Mango, for the rest of the team, my name is Mike Payton. We'll catch y'all on the flip-flop.